out to me a while ago while we were organizing stuff around the rent strike in the city. And eventually, like, they had gotten to the point where they were at the point of being evicted, and it was the middle of winter, right? So she was a sort of a victim of the eviction blitz, basically, that's taking place across the province. She had to quit her job to take care of her dying fiance, who was on dialysis. So she wasn't able to pay her rent for that reason. So, you know, we were there to try and, you know, protect her and make sure that she wasn't thrown out in the cold during a global pandemic. You know, we did everything we could to stop it, raise money, et cetera. You know, negotiate with the landlord, but the landlord still wanted to evict. Basically, what we did was we went to protest in, and we went to go try and block the eviction that was taking place on the end of December. There were, like, it was a pretty cold day, so there were several people in and out throughout the day. And we were, like, not, obviously, we're not armed. But for 12 unarmed people, there were 12 heavily armed police. It was such a small amount of people that it was just, you know, even, like, one armed police officer probably would have intimidated us enough. You know, just have one police officer per person, are we really that threatening? You know what I mean? You know, they were aggressive. There was one point when, which the sheriff is, like, legally allowed to do this, unfortunately, really knocked down the door, and the cops helped him do that and were violent, pushed some protesters and stuff like that. Quite frankly, like, I don't think that police should be, you know, giving services that other community services in our city could rightfully give. But the only reason that they don't have the resources to do that and the police are doing it is because the city is giving all those resources to the police, right? I mean, it's crazy, right? The police are almost 10% of the entire city budget. So the police budget increase alone is $13.2 million this year. So that's more than half of what all the community organizations got in funding from the city. I mean, when you look at it, right, it's like, you know, it's not a question of if the resources exist, because we know they exist. The question is, what are the city's priorities? And it's pretty clear what those priorities are.